A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Mattsson, your host and the editor of Self-Build Magazine.
So we have Martin O'Brien from Lagan Building Solutions. Thanks for joining us. So slate and stone products, we're looking at roof coverings is one aspect of it. In terms of roof coverings, when does the self-builder need to think about what they're going to put on their roof? Can you just build up to roof level and then just go around and shop around for what they think looks right? Or what's the process for a self-builder in terms of that?
It's very varied. Normally, a self-build at planning stage would have an idea of the general products they want for the roof. Most self-build would have a product that's familiar to the area. It could be a natural slate, it could be a concrete-based product, it could be a manufactured product. So in general, planning would prefer that if a product was familiar to a certain location, that it didn't stick out, it didn't stand out. That's the general thought initially. Mm-hmm. There is a few common products. There's manufactured products that are man-made, and there's natural products. In general, the natural products are a lifetime product for the building. Some of the manufactured products are short-term, but economics play a lot of part in that. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what the customer wants, what the customer's opinions are, or their life expectancy. If it's a house for life, they'd like a lifetime product. If it's a house that they might have a short-term live-in, they might decide to go with something else. Or if there was a kind of a house that was built to be moved on very quickly, then they would decide possibly on a cheaper range of products as well. So things vary.
So what's short term then? 50 years?
No, short term.
30 years.
Short term could be as long as a piece of string, really. I suppose, yeah. In fairness, normally a builder would build for a couple of years sections. That's all. He would look forward a couple of years. He might have 10 houses on a scheme or 20 houses, and they would hope to get out of a scheme in a couple of years. So they would look at roof coverings as being they must perform, they must look good for the lifespan of the scheme. And they would always try and have at least a 30-year lifespan. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would be the manufactured products in general. While if a self-builder themselves were building their own house, they're inclined to look at long-term, as in lifetime, as in 30 to 100 years. Mm-hmm. That's where the natural products come into play more so.
Right, okay. And in terms of natural products, then, what are the options?
There's two basic options. The oldest and the most reliable is the quality natural slates. Like for thousands of years, slate has been mined in Penryn in Wales, and that has been known all over the world. All the historic buildings over the world would use Penryn Welsh slate. That's slightly different insofar as when a historic structure has been manufactured or been built, they want the building to last hundreds of years. And often because of high buildings, high infrastructure costs like scaffolding and things, it's very important that the lifespan is really, really long. That's where they would use, we're talking hundreds of years' time. While a normal self-build would only have easy access to the roof, so if it's something needed to be maintained or done, it'll be easier to get to it. So they might look at a product that has a lower lifespan, a shorter lifespan, something from 30 to 70 years, and they would be happy with that.
And in terms of natural, there's also clay then. What's the comparison between clay and slate? Clay lasts as well?
Yeah, clay is a manufactured product, but it's based on natural materials. And clay is baked in an oven. And when you get over clay to over 1,000 degrees, the longevity of the product and the hardness of the product is really up to 100 years, maybe a little more in times. So clay also is a long, long-term product. Historically, clay had the problem of cost. It was very high labor charge. But now with modern mechanization, with robotics and major infrastructural kind of input from manufacturers, clay now has revolutionized the manufacturing market because now it's at the price of your cheap standard fiber cement product. But the longevity and the color fastness is phenomenal.
So fiber cement then would be quite a popular product for self-builders just to copy the look of slate. And so what's the downside apart from the... There are good products out there as well.
There are very good products out there in fiber cements. Fiber cements have the advantage where they can be stocked locally in local merchants. There isn't too many variants in sizes or colors or textures. So it's kind of a similar product. They give a lovely appearance while new. But like all painted products, after a period of 10, 20 years, the color is gone or starts to fade. And over a period of a lifetime, say 30 years, you would think of re-roofing a roof again. But economics come into play. So they're not that expensive. And people would look at a roof to be done every 30 years with a fiber cement.
So would you, there's no way to maintain them. You can't apply a new coating or anything. You have to replace.
You can paint. The cost of painting, power washing and painting is probably a similar cost to re-roofing. So in general, people kind of just live with their product. Unlike a natural product where you can get up and power wash them down or put chemicals on to keep the roof clean, with a manufactured fiber cement product, you would be better off just to leave it alone until its life has expanded and then just replace.
Right. And on environmental grounds, there's a bit of talk about slate not being as environmental as we think, just simply because there's a lot of wastage involved in the process.
Yeah, well, all slate has an advantage and a disadvantage. The manufactured products have their eco-unfriendliness because of the power needed. Basically, fiber cement is cement-based, and cement uses a lot of energy in the manufacturing process, a lot of paints, a lot of petrochemicals, a lot of manufacturing costs. Natural product has a lot less. It's basically stone taken from the ground. There is a labor input, but labor is not considered as being toxic to the environment. So the natural slate, the natural clays are more environmentally free, preferable,
yeah.
I guess.
So then, so those, that's the roof coverings. And in terms of finding, it'd be generally be your contractor or your roofer, if you're going direct labor, that would be putting those up for you. Would the self-builder be able to put up some slates on the roof?
Depends on their ability, of course, like everything else. They manufacture clay products, as in the clay Snowdon and clay Shetland products. They are very, very, very easy to put on. Any fool, even I could put those on. There's no issues there. Natural slates are a different ballgame altogether. Natural slates, like all natural product, a skill level is needed. And depending on which specific type of slate, which specific grade of slate, that depends on the skill level that's needed. Modern roofers would prefer to have products pre-graded, easier to use, but the house owner has to pay a premium for that. Sometimes the house owner wants a real rustic look and is happy to take a lesser grade than a premium grade, and it suits the build. But sometimes the roofers have an input from themselves rather than from the economics of the house owner.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And so how do you put up slates then? Are there different fixings and different methods of putting them up?
There's a traditional method of nailing. Normal non-rustable copper nails are the common. Mm-hmm. There's a more modern type of hooking system. They're all similar cost, similar type experiences needed. We do coaching courses for roofers on site to show them how to use the modern products. Mm-hmm. So things haven't changed much in hundreds of years where slating is concerned.
Mm-hmm. So then in terms of the other products that you have, there's stone products as well?
Yes, natural stone products. A thing called Z-stone and stone veneer has become very, very popular. The traditional stone mason would spend a lot of time cutting and breaking pieces of stone and using extra foundations, extra bases, extra windowsills, and gives you a stone structure. Mm-hmm. The modern system now takes that all away insofar as it's kind of a DIY tiler type fit, where the stone is manufactured to a panel format, it's easy to put onto the wall. It's like putting a tile on the wall, basically. Mm-hmm. And the look is the same. So you can get a Z-stone, which is small drywall pieces, or you can get stone veneer, which gives you an identical look to traditional stone masonry work, but mm-hmm. at a fraction of the cost.
So would you put that on, does it have to be on a masonry wall, or like cavity walls, or timber frame?
Traditionally,
wall?
It goes directly straight to the cement block.
Right.
No render is needed. We can, if you have a timber frame house, we can put on a cement board or magnesium board, and then you can just fix it to that. Mm-hmm. The stone products themselves have a weight, approximately 65, 70 kilos per meter squared. So once your substrate is capable of carrying that kind of weight, no issues at all.
So you need to plan for this at the early stages, so your foundations are...
Yeah, the self-build would actually go down two roads. If they're planning on using traditional stone masonry, they will have to have extra foundations, wider windowsills, wider lintels. Basically, they have to leave 9 inches all around their stone finish, the block finish for the stone, mm-hmm. if it's a 9-inch stone they're going to use. While with the veneer type and Z-stone type products, they don't. They just need about 30, 40 mil, mm-hmm. which is similar to your plastering, dashing, and painting scenario. So it's kind of, at a latter stage, it's cheaper, it's faster, and it is real stone, so it gives identical same appearance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then, in terms of the watch points, let's say, for back to roofing, what does the self-builder have to look out for in terms of making sure they're put on right, the slates are?
Yeah, that's an important thing. You'd always try and get a qualified roofer. Mm. In Southern Ireland, we have a roofer that does timber work, slate work, lead work, everything. In the UK and Northern Ireland, the slater would just do the slates and the roofer would do the timber work and the plumber would do the lead work. But in the South, you have to be a little bit more careful that sometimes the roofer is a kind of a trick of all trades. Experience is the most important thing. Look for previous jobs. Look for references. If you ask them what job did he do beforehand, go talk to the customer, talk to the supplier. Most of the suppliers would have preferred roofing contractors that they know can work with their products and they know the client will be happy at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in terms of openings in the roof, so are there any things like watch points for self-builders, I suppose? Let's say if you have a chimney or putting a roof light or where it's not as straightforward, just install. Mm-hmm. Are there...
No, most of the issues are all commonly met. Mm. Once your roof pitch is over a normal pitch, the average would be 30 degrees plus. Slates work perfectly well over that. When mm-hmm. you go below that, or below 27.5 degrees, then you have to start making serious precautions and really thinking carefully of site location, rafter lengths, exposures, engineering of products. That's mm-hmm. one of the advantages of the new clay-engineered products. Mm-hmm. The likes of the Shetland equally works down to 17.5 degrees, comparable to a 30 degrees for a slate. These right. things all offer great advantages to the house builder.
And just the maintenance aspect then on the board stone, or I don't know, you could, the panels,
Z-stone.
The Z-stones, how do you have to maintain those, or are they maintenance-free?
Z-stone is natural stone, so it'll weather, it'll colour, and it can be maintained the same as all stone. You can wash it, you can clean it, you can pour what you like on it. It's real stone, it'll weather, it'll discolour like natural stone, but it's not a painted product. That kind of, you have to be careful of putting acids or things on or weathering or washing. Mm-hmm. This is natural stone. So real stone mm-hmm. is going to weather like real stone.
And the board element of it then, wouldn't that age over time and fall off eventually? like 100 plus years?
No, well, 100 years. Most self-house builds would have a lifespan of only 100 years. Mm. Only 100 years, as we say. But that generally a house would need to be renovated and majorly structured ground up after about 100 years. So stone performs no differently. Mm-hmm. It might need new pointing, it might need to be reaffixed, but that's no different for any other building material.
Right. So the boarding material that sticks onto the block or to the cement board wouldn't.
No, it won't deteriorate. It won't deteriorate because it's in from the weather. The stone takes mm-hmm. all the weathering, takes all the facade, takes all the problems over a long period of time. Yes, the stone will weather, will discolor. Mm. Cement has a lifespan, like everything else, but it's fairly long term. We're talking hundreds of years. So when the cement itself starts to degrade after 100 years or so, then of course, like all block work, like all stone work and all cement work, it'll have to be renewed or rebuilt.
And in terms of cost then, obviously a stonemason is very dear.
Yeah, a stonemason has a skill level, and that skill level has to be paid for. Mm. So varied cost would be from 80 to 100 euro per meter for a good stonemason, depending on the material he's working with. Mm-hmm. So that's expensive. And a stonemason working with small pieces of slate stone might only do a meter a day at best. Mm. Mm. While if you use the manufactured products, the engineered products, 5, 6, 20 meters on some straight ones are very suitable and very capable. Mm-hmm. Not by a stonemason, by a tiler or by a block layer.
Yeah.
So the labor is cheaper, but the volume and speed is phenomenal compared to the traditional stonemasonry work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the cost of those panels?
The cost of the products are very economical. Mm. You're talking kind of about between 50 and 70 euro per meter squared to buy the product, and a very little of a labor charge to fit it. While the stone, to buy it and fit it, it's cheaper than the labor alone for traditional stone masonry. Look at it that way.
Yeah. Excellent. And just next generation stuff, is there anything down the pipeline?
Yes.
Are we looking at?
There is huge innovations, especially in roofing. Designs now, roofs are getting lower pitches, lower facades. So engineering is coming to play where our new clay products work to a lot lower pitch than natural slates or any type of slate would, so they're better keeping the rain out.
What kind of a pitch?
Some work down to 10, 12 degrees. Depends on the engineering of them. But generally, you would try and keep most products over 20 degrees because when a roof gets to under 20 degrees, it's not very visible from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
The whole facade, visually, you've lost the character of the traditional roof. The pitched roof is nearly invisible under 20 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But for waterproofing, there's some very good engineering products now being developed for safety.
So coatings, new coatings, you mean? Or
no, we're just talking about the engineering of the products themselves, where there's
the
channels
mix.
And the links, basically. A slate normally is smooth and flat, so the rain just goes up a certain distance and gets into the roof. But when you have an engineered product where there's channels built into the clay tiles, these channels stop the rain penetrating the roof and bring the rain back out onto the surface of the tiles.
Right.
So it's just a bit of engineering. These products have been around for a long time. It's just the manufacturing cost now, due to robotics and engineering, has been brought to a more affordable level.
Mm. Very good. Excellent. Thanks very much.
No problem at all. Thanks for your time.
That's it for this Self-Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self-Build Plus has to offer. The Self-Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self-Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self-Build Plus videos and our Self-Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With Self-Build, stop dreaming, start building.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.